Psalm 109, to the Director, of David, a Melody. O God of my praise, do not keep silent, for the mouth of the wicked one and the mouth of deception have opened against me. They have spoken about me with the tongue of falsehood, and with words of hatred they have surrounded me, and they keep fighting against me without cause. For my love they keep resisting me, but on my part there is prayer. And they render to me bad for good and hatred for my love. Appoint over him someone wicked, and may a resister himself keep standing at his right hand. When he is judged, let him go forth as someone wicked, and let his very prayer become a sin. Let his days prove to be few, his office of oversight let someone else take. Let his sons become fatherless boys, and his wife be a widow. And without fail, let his sons go wandering about, and they must do begging, and they must look for food from their desolate places. Let the usurer lay out traps for all that he has, and let strangers make plunder of his product of toil. May he come to have no one extending loving kindness, and may there prove to be no one showing favor to his fatherless boys. Let his posterity be for cutting off. In the following generation, let their name be wiped out. Let the error of his forefathers be remembered to Jehovah, and the sin of his mother, may it not be wiped out. Let them prove to be in front of Jehovah constantly, and may he cut off the remembrance of them from the very earth, for the reason that he did not remember to exercise loving kindness. But he kept pursuing the afflicted and poor man, and the one dejected at heart, to put him to death. And he kept loving the malediction, so that it came upon him, and he did not take delight in the blessing, so that it became far away from him, and he came to be clothed with malediction as his garment. So it came like waters into the midst of him, and like oil into his bones. May it prove to be for him like a garment with which he enwraps himself, and as a girdle that he keeps girded about himself constantly. This is the wages from Jehovah of the one resisting me, and of those speaking evil against my soul. But you are Jehovah the Sovereign Lord. Deal with me for the sake of your name. Because your loving kindness is good, deliver me. For I am afflicted and poor, and my heart itself has been pierced within me. Like a shadow when it declines, I am obliged to go away. I have been shaken off like a locust. My knees themselves have swayed from fasting, and my very flesh has grown lean without any oil. And to them I myself have become something reproachable. They see me, they begin wagging their head. Help me, O Jehovah my God, save me according to your loving kindness, and may they know that this is your hand, that you yourself, O Jehovah, have done it. Let them, for their part, pronounce a malediction, but may you, for your part, pronounce a blessing. They have risen up, but let them be ashamed, and let your own servant rejoice. Let those resisting me be clothed with humiliation, and let them enwrap themselves with their shame, just as with a sleeveless coat. I shall laud Jehovah very much with my mouth, and in among many people I shall praise him. For he will stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those judging his soul.